Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
I'm Jeff.
And I am Mark.
And welcome to episode number 89. Just to recap, we play a free-to-play game every other week, and then we rate and review it. Mark, what was this week's game?
Oh, this week we played Curse of Aros. That's A-R-O-S, for all you wondering. It was developed by Bitgate, who you may know from other titles as The Floor is Lava, and
hey,
Survival Jam Monkey Jump. It is an MMORPG, and it was released on November 23rd, 2018, early access. For everybody else, it was released early in 2019. And it was released on the Android and iOS devices.
No PC version, huh?
There is no PC version.
It would probably do pretty well on PC if there was a version of it.
Well, so I played a bit, and there doesn't seem to be any shortage of gamers, like people playing in the lobbies I'm in.
Hey, can I just get one thing out of the way real quick?
No.
Just real quick. All right. I played this game very little. Are you hearing me, Lincoln? I played this game very little. All right. I'm just getting that out of the way. This game is trash. All right, let's go. Let's wrap it up. Let's do it. Let's do it in like 25 minutes. Can we get a 25-minute episode?
Oh, we've done that before. And then I had to fill time with ASMR for gamers. Look in the back catalog if you want to hear that madness.
Or don't.
Were you licking your lips?
I was like eating Doritos. And then I put some mustard on Doritos. And I had to call the hospital. It's classic Budget Arcade.
That was Budget Arcade After Dark.
Gameplay.
So this is a hack and slash RPG.
I'll tell you what it is. So right, okay, if we're just getting into the bare bones of what the gameplay is, it's an MMORPG. It's top down pixel art, and it is a very concentrated MMORPG. So your map isn't this expansive world. It's very concentrated down. So, like, the first mission you'll get will be, like, kill some bats. Well, you really just have to walk north about 5 meters. That's even an exaggeration. And then fight bats. Now, the reason I scoffed at hack and slash is because if you've played World of Warcraft or games of that nature, there's a very timed, like, you really just tap attack and they auto attack. And that isn't quite the case, but the attacks don't have any oomph behind them. There's no feedback to really let you know if you're hitting things. And considering that's what the game is, I found that a bit annoying when I'm trying to kill the 1,000 bats. So like the first 5 missions in this game are all kill bats in various numerical values.
Yes. And the worst part about that too is the fact that while you're doing one quest, even though it's like kill 15 bats for one quest and kill 20 bats for the other quest, they don't count towards each other. So you have to finish one quest before the next one starts calculating the bats out.
And they don't tell you your progress throughout the quest. It's ridiculous.
It's there a little bit, but only in the chat bar, and it's only after every 5 items that you kill.
Right, and it's very easy to miss.
Yeah, because the chat in this game is just like nonstop.
Right. So Scott was saying too, yeah, you can't complete your missions concurrently. So if you've said, okay, the first five missions are all killing bats. So I've approved all of them. So I've got 5, 10, and 15. So if I kill 15, that should knock out all three of them. That's not how it works. You have to kill 5, then 10, and then 15. It's really tedious. And then you get a little reward. And by this time, you'll have leveled up and you can select various skills. The enemies drop loot. It's very, I didn't see a lot of variance in the loot. It just seemed like the caliber of enemy you killed dropped a certain caliber of equipment, is my experience. So like,
that's accurate.
So like in Diablo, when you kill something, now your level has a lot to do with it too, but you'll also get a lot of variance. You'll get, oh, there's a glove and it's got this enchantment, and it, oh, there's a sword, but I'm not using swords. I'm using maces, and there's all of that. This game, it feels like while you're beating these little black bats, they all drop copper armor. And then you get to the, like the second group of things to kill is like mushrooms, and you're killing mushrooms and they all drop silver armor. And then when you go to the next group, they drop gold armor or whatever, you know, you get the point is that it's this very linear progression as to that, at least as far as the equipment goes, for building your character.
That is accurate. And speaking of building your character, there's different stats that you can put it in. Myself, I noticed that probably the best thing to put it in was the accuracy. And that would improve how well you hit. Because like Jeff was saying, you're sitting there holding the attack button, which there is no lock on, like in World of Warcraft, where you can like lock on a specific enemy and it'll continue to attack till you either stop and run away or you kill the enemy. That's not the case here. You have to hold the button down for the continuous attack. And
but here's what happens too, is even if you're doing that, and you're attacking a bat, if someone else is already attacking that bat, too bad, you can't hit it now. So, and I, in a way, I get that.
Well, you can hit it, but you won't get any credit for it.
Well, and I guess that makes sense why it's there, right? Because you don't want to be killing bats and have some troll come around and steal your kills while you're trying to grind. So I get that, but at the same time, while you're trying to grind, you'll be attacking bats that aren't actually benefiting you.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
So, but what I was saying was, what was I saying?
Something about the stats leveling up because of your accuracy.
The stats. So the accuracy, when you're attacking an enemy, you will see either numbers fly off of the enemy or you'll see misses. And the misses is obviously your accuracy is not high enough to be able to hit that enemy. Therefore, you're missing it like every hit or every third hit or wherever. But when you actually hit, you also don't do as much damage unless you have like a higher strength rating. And it's kind of like a balance of what you have to pick, even for those later levels. Like I think I got my strength up to like maybe like 10 or 15. And then I was like, okay, I'm putting the rest in accuracy just so I'm able to like hit monsters that are higher level.
Now, did you pick a class when you started out? Or is it just based on what you choose to attack with? Because all of my stats that I've leveled up have been all the melee points.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, so there's four, what do we want to call them? Areas where you can gain points as you level. The first one is your base points, which basically is your health and your defense. And so each of these categories has two places to spend your points. So base points would go to health and defense. Your melee points would go to accuracy and strength. If you were a mage, you would go to control and spell power. And then lastly is ranged, where you would have aim and drawback, and you can level those as you play the character. So I didn't notice a way to pick a class, but my guess is I've been leveling up with the sword, right? The melee.
Yeah.
And so my guess is if I want to level up ranged, I would have to go get a ranged weapon and then just start grinding with that. So it's not really
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
There's not really classes. It's just depending on how you want to level your character.
Yeah, and how you build your character will depend on it as well.
So, like, right now, my character's a level 19 in melee, level 1 in magic, level 1 in ranging.
Okay. Well, so when I first started the game, that wasn't in the game at the time. That's actually a newer feature that they added.
So you played this game before?
Yeah, the show. I played it long before. My character is like level 63, I believe. But yeah, a lot 21. Of that stuff was added a lot later.
Hey, Mark, what level is your guy?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. You're the only Mark on the podcast. What level is your character
at? Mark. I think mine was like 20-something.
Oh. You played about as much. You said you didn't play a lot, but you played as much as me.
The game's trash. Well,
maybe I didn't play a lot, but I felt like I played a good bit.
Yeah.
So Mark's commentary is just going to be the game is trash.
It's garbage. Listen, the game doesn't do anything other than drop you on a map and you have the ability to go around and do things. But the game doesn't tell you what to do. The game doesn't give you any direction. The game doesn't... There's this board that you can go to and get quests, but the game doesn't tell you, hey, go to this board and get quests. You kind of have to figure it out.
This is true.
How this game is so popular as far as the amount of people that are playing it is baffling to me.
Well, you know, some people like to figure out their games as they go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not this game.
See, that's... Okay. Mark has this
that's
argument.
That's exactly what this game
he
is.
He tends to throw at everything.
No.
And like, if you listen to our other podcasts where I critique a movie, well, that's not what this movie is.
It's not.
Okay.
It wasn't.
But see, but the thing is, that's just this blanket...
I just gave you the exact reasons why this game was garbage.
Yes. You did.
Okay.
But then you're saying... never mind.
Oh, exactly. Gosh. Thank you. Thank you for agreeing with me, Jeff.
Okay, Mark, I agree. Now, I'm also agreeing that the game isn't good. But I'm also providing feedback as to the things that I don't like about it. So among your leveling and grinding, there's also a crafting system. And so one of the things you'll want to purchase is a pickaxe. And so you purchase...
And an axe.
An axe. And just basically all your usual Minecraft sorts of things. But as soon as you get your first axe, your first order of business is to go mine enough ore to upgrade that axe and then upgrade that one and to just kind of rinse and repeat.
But how did you know to do these things?
I just tried to play the game, Mark.
Right. You just walked around and did things.
Figured it out.
Yeah.
Right.
I went to one of the guys there, and there was a crafting area.
You're acting like this is like, oh, we just figured it out. Like, I'm some badass gamer, and I just figured this out. No.
Yes.
No.
I'm boasting about how great of a gamer I am.
This is not that
game. Curse of whatever
this
is.
This game doesn't lend itself to just throw you somewhere and say, figure it out, because the game is not good enough to do that.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
That's not what this game is.
It's such a general argument. It's what this game tries to be.
No, that's not what this game is.
This game tries to just be this, you know, omnipresent game where you're like,
what?
Yes, exactly.
First off, omnipresent. Let me correct you. And why would it be omnipresent?
Because
it's everywhere.
It drops you in this map and expects you to know what to do. No,
but the definition of
omnipresent.
It's exactly
means
what
that omnipresent it's means. It's everywhere.
The game is everywhere. It drops you.
What?
Exactly.
No.
Thank you.
Okay.
No.
So full transparency. We're recording a little later than usual, and usually that means that's been a longer period of time for Mark to imbibe.
I've had a few drinks. That's fine. Call it like it is. I've had a few drinks.
He's going to be in rare form tonight.
I'm sorry that you look down upon those who have the alcoholic beverage.
I didn't say that. I never said that.
However, I believe that this game doesn't do anything good. It doesn't do anything well. It has...
At least you corrected yourself.
Yes, I did. Thank you. it drops you and then it just expects you to know what to do. And that's not how these games should operate.
I would argue that it does one thing good. It makes you frustrated.
Yeah. And I agree with that statement, okay. Mark. Yeah, that was a good statement describing the problem with the game. Thank you.
Thank you. Paywall.
Okay. Paywall.
I don't even know what kind of currency is in this game.
It's like this gym thing. I didn't actually look.
It's like a crystal type of thing.
Look at the currency. This is going to be your forte, Scott. Is this something where you're buying things for aesthetic purposes, or are you actually going to be able to make your character better by spending money?
Yeah, you can make your character better by spending money. There's a couple of weapons that are better weapons and help you out with purchasing the currency. At least in my experience, it was.
Yeah. Because it is a grind. This game is super grindy. Now, I found...
Oh, it's way grindy. Like, the only thing I can, like, equate this to as far as the grindiness was a online game I used to play. It was a massive multiplayer as well. Yes, Ragnarok. And this is how why I say this, because Ragnarok, from, like, level 1 to 95, I believe it was, the amount of experience points it took to get there, it took that same amount of experience points to get from 95 to 99, which 99 was the cap in the game at the time. And it was just ridiculous how much experience that you had to do. And not only that, like, so I told you guys I'm at level 63. Mm-hmm. It's taken me a long time to get to that point.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And the grind just got too much. Like, I've got a sword that's like a really nice sword. It's like electric powered or something like that. But I can only use it at like 65. And it's just, I couldn't continue to play this game to grind to 65, even though I'm at level 63, because it was just so much.
Well, and I think part of that is, if you're going to make a grindy game, you have to make grinding at least fun. And the combat, yeah, as we discussed, there is no feedback to it. There's nothing thrilling or exciting. So, like, if you play God of War and you throw your axe, it gives a satisfying thud, and then you call it back, and it's this great animation. Mark, you played games that are good.
Yes.
Describe how that works and why it doesn't work here, because there is zero feedback. You hit the button. If there's an audio cue indicating you've hit something, I didn't hear it. And we noticed we didn't go deep into the paywall. We're back at gameplay. But like Mark said, there isn't really anything that's done well.
So let me ask you a question. And this is both for you and Scott. Rank them in order. Thor 1, Thor 2, and Thor Ragnarok.
We're not doing this.
I'm doing
this.
This is not a movie podcast.
No.
You brought up Ragnarok.
You got to rank them.
Oh, Ragnarok's one. Thor is two.
All right,
two.
That's all you need to say. And that's then all, Dark that's World all is good. Three. I just needed to hear Ragnarok was the best Thor. All right.
Hands down.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to agree as well. Although, specifically, from what
this,
I hear,
this whole segment was
the next one's
going to
be better.
Well, it's still directed by Taika Waititi, so I'm on board. Okay, yeah. Replayability? Can we just do that now?
Replayability.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't even know if you could party in this game, to be honest.
Which seems like the fact that it isn't immediately obvious is kind of the point that we're talking about. The biggest problem with this game is nothing is immediately obvious.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, it's heavily replayable if you want to grind and if you want to try to explore. I know there were some areas that I couldn't get to because I wasn't high enough level yet and it was like locked out to me. They have also added a lot of stuff. Like there's new areas that are popping up, dungeons and stuff now that weren't there when I first started playing the game. So they are actively making this game and continuing to evolve the game. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff to do in the game, a lot of replayability as far as that's concerned. But again, are you going to want to grind it out? Are you going to want it? Like, what's going to hook you to this game is the biggest thing.
I don't know. Because, and I've never been into MMOs, to be honest. But I do like games like Diablo. And I do like the old Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance games, where the combat is satisfying and fun, and that has to be first. And then all the leveling and grinding and getting gear and completing missions to make your character better goes along with that. But when the gameplay is not good, the combat is dull, I don't understand why I would want to do the rest of what the game has to offer. And the game does have a lot to offer. So from if we're ignoring the fact that the game isn't fun to play, it's got a ton of replayability because there's, like Scott said, tons of grinding. Tons of things to craft. And then, like, there's the unintended gameplay element of just being lost. Because the second set of things you have to kill is, like, mushrooms. I don't know that I ever found any. I don't know where I'm supposed to go to find mushrooms. And the game doesn't put an arrow there. And like Mark said, I'm not saying Mark was wrong. I'm agreeing that there's just no direction in this game.
Yeah, you have to know what this game is in order to play it, and you have to be prepared for this game to just drop you, and you are just on your own. There is no tutorial, there is no guidance, there is no map or anything of the sort. You just wander in. You know, you see.
No, there's a map.
The map sucks.
It does.
Yeah, but there is a map.
it's just
and it's there. Even though you said there's no map, there is a map there.
Listen,
yes.
The six drinks in. There's two things to the wind. What's the saying?
Two sheets. Sheets.
Sure.
Sheets. He's to the wind. Let me ask you guys this. So, what similar game takes all these mechanics and does them better?
I don't play MMOs, so I don't know how to answer that.
I mean, Ragnarok was definitely one. World of Warcraft is another. But, you know, each one of those tells you where you're going whenever you do a quest. It doesn't, like, drop you and say, go kill 12 spiders.
Right. So would you say that those what games spiders? Are better because of the direction?
Yes. Well, not only that, but the community is a lot easier to connect with. There's so much going on and the chats are so fast and it's like a global chat. Like, so for example, World of Warcraft, your chats are, there is a global chat, but you're not ever in that unless you join that. There's the chat that you're in the area for, and that's the only chat you're in at the time, unless you decide to join a global chat and talk to everybody. That is not the case in this game. It's just complete global. Everybody just, you know, popping off of the mouth left and right. Most people are like, I want to buy this for this or sell me this for that or whatever. Not, you know, there's not like a trading chat like some of these other MMOs have. It's just, it's a cluster when it comes to the chat.
I read this, like, game has over 2 million active players.
Oh, yeah. There is a lot of people playing this game, no doubt.
So what you're saying is that this is going to be an episode we get an angry email about.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
That would, you know, whatever. It's, yeah, I don't know.
Well, if you're sitting there and you're listening and you're like, I'm going to write these idiots an email.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You're right. That's a That's a movie draft house joke. You're right. We're dumb. And you're right. We probably didn't play this game as much as you have. But what I'll need you to do when you're busy burning us down is explain to me why someone would play this as opposed to any other MMO that does everything else better.
I mean, the only thing this does better is it's on a phone.
Right. It's on mobile.
You don't have to.
So the controls are simplistic, but without, again, without that feedback of the, when you're performing combat, it's hard to tell that you're actually doing anything.
Yeah.
Judgment.
So at the end of each episode, we decide whether a game deserves our seal or not and requires a 2/3 vote to be approved or denied. Mark, we already know what you want.
Mark, what do you think, Mark?
Hey, I'm waiting for the exact 25 minutes. We hit the 25-minute mark exactly at this time.
No, I remember
this
there was the opening part that Scott's going to delete.
Trash. Okay. So much garbage this game is. Don't even download it. Don't play it. It sucks.
Thumbs up, thumbs down?
No, it's a thumbs down. Damn it.
Okay, just being clear. No, this is a thumbs down. I think
I understand why every third host of this podcast left.
I know why.
It's games like this.
I know that you're on edge, my friend. I know that you're on the brink of just going out the door. That's why you have to drink when it's time to record.
I mean, not every game can be a great game, Mark.
That's the whole issue of
reviewing games in the first place. You're not going to find every gem, especially free-to-play games, Mark.
Think of this as an uncut gem, Mark.
Oh, good tie-in. I like that. Ooh. I like that. Good cross-promotion. That was a good
tie-in. Be sure to listen this Thursday to Mark and I's review of Uncut Gems on the...
The Draft,
Draft
Movie House.
House.
I'm so disappointed in you guys.
I don't care.
You just couldn't stick with it.
We couldn't. It's too much.
I was totally going to troll you guys, too. I was going to send you an angry German email. Now I can't do it.
Yep.
That's fine.
We changed the name of our podcast from Das Movie Draft House to The Movie Draft House, and house is spelled House.
All right. Anyway, so when I first started the game, I enjoyed it, but it's just... It got so daunting and everything, and trying to figure out where to go and everything. I really can't recommend it either. So it's a thumb down for me as well. So this one is not budget arcade approved. We don't have any commentary from any of our listeners.
What a surprise. You guys didn't want to play this either.
I mean, I can make some up if you like.
No,
it's okay.
They'll be like, that's not what this game is. 4 out of 5 stars.
4 out of 5.
10 stars. It's crap.
That was our old rating system.
Yep. All right. So the next game that we are going to play is going to be Storybook Brawl.
Storybook Brawl.
You said Storybook Brawl. Say it 10 times fast.
Yeah, Storybook Brawl. Storybook Brawl. Storybook Brawl. I'm just going to do 3, but I think I proved my point.
Oh, okay.
Rubber Very baby good. Buggy bumpers.
I bet Mark can't say it 3 times fast.
No, he's listen. Lit.
You listen. If you exactly. want me to slur every word, it's fine.
but maybe that explains Suedo. Maybe he was just hammered that day.
Yeah, that explains Suedo. It. That's where it comes from. This you game figured is, it out.
How did he say it? Omnipresent. What?
Omnipresent. It's omnipresent. I'm everywhere and everywhere.
All right, take us away, Jeff.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can definitely reach out on our socials. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Budget Arcade. We're on twitch.tv/budgetarcadepodcast, and you can also put Budget Arcade Podcast into TikTok and find us there. Also, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/budgetarcade, and our website, budgetarcade.com, which we refuse to update.
That's not that we refuse to update. I'm just really busy. Come on.
Well, I can't deny that you're busy.
This is true. If you want to support us on Patreon, we have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/budgetarcade. If you do support us, you will join our crew in our Discord.
Well, you can join the Discord either way. You don't have to join on Patreon to join the Discord. So definitely hop on that. You'll see the link in the description. Come and chat with us.
Yep. And wherever you're listening, please subscribe. As if you're on Pandora, make sure you collect us. Anywhere else, hit subscribe. Hit like if you're on... Or follow, yeah. If you are a regular listener and you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube, I would please ask that you would do that as well, just to increase our numbers on that.
Just go around, click some like buttons, smash the bell.
I know you've already listened to all the episodes, but you can just, you know, like each episode. You comment, already like it, right?
Subscribe.
Hey,
comment how bad Jeff is.
And, how drunk I am. Am I the longest third host of this episode?
I would have to count all the episodes. I think Elliot still has you beat.
You've got to be getting there, though.
I got to know when I beat Elliot so I can quit.
Speaking of Elliot.
It's a matter of time before Mark quits. I know he's joking right now, but there's a limit that people can take playing these games and doing this show.
Now, yeah, speaking of Elliot, though, we did have our poll last week.
Oh, right!
And the poll was, is Bomberman a playable character in Smash Brothers?
I remember now!
All right.
36% said yes, 64% said no, with 11 votes.
Even though I won the poll, I'm a little annoyed with the 36% of people. How many accounts on Twitter do you have, Mark? I know you have two, because you handle the movie draft account.
I have all of them. All right. I have all the accounts.
Did you go in and vote with our joint movie draft account?
No, because I'm not that slimy, Jeff.
Okay.
However, I should have, knowing that the outcome... Well, how many people voted in this?
11 people. If you pay attention, you would have heard that, Mark.
Yeah, get the hell out of here then, 11 people.
Hey. 60-something percent of those 11 people are very intelligent.
That was what, like... Mark, six stop. People? Six people?
Don't try to math.
I'm not. I'm not in any type of shape to math right now. But that's about six people. That's about 6.5 people. That's okay. That's all right. Go to YouTube and watch all the Bomberman footage of people playing as Bomberman on Smash Brothers.
Yeah, but I...
My gosh. You're going to die on that hill, aren't you?
There are very few hills I will die on. That is one of them.
That and... Adam Sandler's Oscar worthiness. Again, check out Uncut Gems this Thursday. Put the kids to bed, tuck them in real nice.
I'm sorry.
Say, Budget Arcade's over, son. We'll tuck you in bed. Mom and Dad are going to go put on the movie Draft House.
It's a very good podcast. It's a very good one. I must just... toot my own horn, and I toot Jeff's horn, too.
Okay. Toot Juice. You're done. No Toot Juice.
Budget Arcade, brought to you by Toot Juice. Available at your local grocer.
Our music is provided by Stimage. You can download his music at MetroidMetal.com and Game On.
Man, Scott wanted to get out of here quick.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Imagineville Podcast Network.